Spinning Around, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Spinning Around is a song recorded by Australian singer Kylie Minogue for her seventh studio album, Light Years, 2000. Written by Ira Schickman, Osborne Bingham, Cara DioGuardi, and Paula Abdul, Spinning Around was initially meant to be recorded by Abdul for her own album, but was given to Minogue after the plan never came to fruition. The disco-influenced dance-pop song was then released as the lead single from Light Years on 13 June 2000. Lyrically, the song addresses the theme of reinvention, with Minogue claiming that she has changed as a person and learned from the past. Upon its release, Spinning Around received favorable reviews from music critics, who singled it out as one of the highlights from the album and praised Minogue for returning to her signature musical style. Commercially, the song was a success and became Minogue's comeback single following the critical and commercial disappointment of her sixth studio album, Impossible Princess, 1997. It entered the Australian Singles Chart at number one, becoming the singer's first chart topper since Confide in Me, 1994. The song also debuted at number one in the United Kingdom, where it became her first single to peak atop the chart in a decade. Elsewhere, it reached the top five in Ireland and New Zealand. Spinning Around was certified platinum and silver in Australia and the United Kingdom, respectively. The accompanying music video for Spinning Around was directed by Dawn Shadforth and features Minogue dancing and enjoying herself in a disco. It became popular for the gold hot pants she sported in most of the scenes and led to her bottom gaining extensive coverage from the media. The hot pants are considered to be iconic and have been displayed in fashion exhibitions Minogue has been subject of. Spinning Around has been performed by Minogue during all of her concert tours with the exception of the Anti-Tour. Section 1. Background and Composition. In 1997, Minogue released her sixth studio album, Impossible Princess. The album represented a drastic change in the singer's musical direction, shifting from her signature dance-pop styles to incorporate elements of electronica and pop rock. It was her second album to be released on British record label Deconstruction and became a success in her native Australia, peaking at number four on the ARIA Albums chart. In the United Kingdom, however, Impossible Princess was less successful in comparison to Minogue's previous albums and peaked at number 10 on the UK Albums chart. It also received considerable backlash in the country, as many critics criticized its different musical approach. They also deemed Minogue's career over. Despite embarking on a successful promotion tour, she was dropped from Deconstruction in 1999. Minogue then signed to Parlophone, another British record label. After various discussions, Minogue decided to do what she did best and record a simple pop album inspired by disco and Europop entitled Light Years. Spinning Around was included as the opening track of the album and was written by Ira Schickman, Osborne Bingham, Cara DioGuardi, and Paula Abdul, and produced by Mike Spencer. Abdul had based the song on her divorce with clothing designer Brad Beckerman and had originally intended to record it for her own studio album, but it was given to Minogue after the album failed to materialize. The songs also turned out to be the first major songwriting project for DioGuardi, who had not been offered any notable projects previously. In an interview discussing the development of Light Years, Minogue revealed that the song had initially been found by her A&R executive Jamie Nelson as a demo in New York, who believed it would be perfect for the singer. After listening to the demo, Minogue agreed to record it and felt the song had the potential to be a hit. Spinning Around was then released as the lead single from the album on 13 June 2000 in Australia and 19 June in the United Kingdom. Section 2. Composition. Similar to most of the songs from Light Years, Spinning Around is a string-laden, dance-pop track with prominent influences from disco music. According to the sheet music of the song published by BMG Rights Management at musicnotes.com, it is composed in the key of F-sharp minor and features a moderate tempo of 120 beats per minute. Minogue's vocal range spans from the low note F3 to the high note of C5. Addressing the theme of reinvention, the lyrics declare that Minogue has changed and learned from her past mistakes. It contains lines like, "I'm spinning around, move out of my way, I'm not the same," and "Mistakes that I made have given me the strength to really believe." In an analysis of the lyrics of the song, Palm Avuleto from Blog Critics wrote that Minogue demands attention in the chorus towards the changes in her personality and asserts that people appreciate them. In the line, "I know you're feeling me because you like it like this," The first verse deals with Minogue ridding herself of items and symbols from her past and starting afresh, evidenced in lines like, "Threw away my old clothes, got myself a better wardrobe." The critic felt that in the second verse, Minogue faces her mistakes and accepts herself as she is. The bridge of the song features the repetition of the hook, "You know you like it like this," with Minogue's voice being vocoded. Chris True from AllMusic felt that through the lyrics, Minogue was admitting that releasing Impossible Princess in 1997 was not the best decision. Section 3. Critical Reaction. Spinning Around received favorable reviews from music critics. Chris True from AllMusic selected it as a highlight from the album and said it was a fun and string-laden declaration that she may have made a mistake back in 1997. Palm Avoleto from Blog Critics praised Minogue for returning to her signature dance pop style and complimented her for giving Spinning Around an air of elegance and sensuality which was lacking in her early material. A very positive review came from Siobhan Grogan from NME, who favored the chorus of the song and commended Minogue for coming back to what she knows best. The critic felt the song would become a hit in gay clubs and commented that Spinning Around is made of the same fizzing, giddy disco pop that made Kylie famous in the first place. Gary Crossing from Yahoo Music, who gave Light Years a mixed review, felt that Spinning Around was one of the better tracks from the album and called it a slinky little number. In his review of Minogue's 2004 Greatest Hits album, Ultimate Kylie, Jason Shawhan from About.com praised the inclusion of songs like Spinning Around and other tracks from Light Years, calling them a blessing for domestic music consumers, since that disc has never found its way onto official U.S. release, though with any collection of Minogue hits, one simply has to look at what they have in their collection versus what they don't. At the 14th ARIA Music Awards ceremony in the year 2000, Spinning Around won award for Best Pop Release. Section 4. Commercial Performance. The song was a commercial success. In Australia, it was certified gold by the Australian Recording Industry Association, ARIA, prior to its release on the strength of pre-orders. On the chart date of 2 July 2000, it debuted at number 1 on the ARIA singles chart and remained on the position for 1 week. The following week, it dropped off to number 5 and stayed within the top 10 for 4 consecutive weeks in total. It was Minogue's first number 1 single in the country since Confide in Me, which was released 6 years back. Spinning Around charted for a total of 12 weeks and was later certified platinum by the ARIA for shipments of 70,000 units. The song also performed well in New Zealand, entering the RIANZ singles chart at number 8 and peaking at number 2. It spent a total of 17 weeks on the chart and was certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of New Zealand, RIANZ, for sales of 7,500 units. With first week sales of over 80,000 units, Spinning Around debuted atop the UK singles chart on the chart date of 1 July 2000, becoming Minogue's first number one single in a decade. Her previous chart-topping single was Tears on My Pillow from her second studio album Enjoy Yourself, 1989. In total, Spinning Around is Minogue's fifth number one single in the United Kingdom. Minogue became one of the two artists to have a number one single in 3 consecutive decades, achieving this in the 1980s, 1990s, and 2000s. The other artist to hold this distinction is American recording artist Madonna, whose song American Pie topped the UK singles chart in March 2000. Spinning Around charted with the top 40 for a total of 11 weeks. The British Phonographic Industry, BPI, certified the song Silver for shipments of 200,000 units. Spinning Around was deemed a successful comeback single for Minogue and helped relaunch her career along with parent album Light Years. Section 5. Music Video. Section 5.1. Development and Synopsis. The accompanying music video for Spinning Around was directed by Dawn Shadforth. As the song was meant to be Minogue's comeback single and mark a decisive return to pop music following Impossible Princess, the video did not contain any dark themes and put the emphasis firmly upon dance, fun, and freedom. The video begins with a shot of Minogue's feet as she enters a disco-like setting. She is then shown dancing on the floor with a man, whom she later flirts with on a sofa. Scenes of her performing a dance routine on and in front of a bar and laying on neon blue and gold lights are interspersed throughout the video. Most of the shots are focused on Minogue's body, and various scenes feature her wearing gold lamé hot pants. Section 5.2. Legacy. Quote from Cara Diaguardi, one of the writers of Spinning Around, on her reaction before and after seeing the music video of the song. Quote, I went through years of rejection, and my first thing was Kylie Minogue recording Spinning Around in 2000. I didn't know who Kylie was, and I was heartbroken that Paula Abdul wasn't going to do it. I was thinking, Kylie Minogue? Who's Kylie Minogue? I gotta make some money, or I'm going to have to go back to my real job. And then I saw her ass in the video. She had these hot pants on, and the video was sick, and I was like, okay, I like Kylie Minogue. I'm going to make some money here. Unquote. Following its release, the music video became popular for the gold hot pants Minogue sported. It resulted in a fetish regarding her bottom, which received extensive coverage from the media. British national broadcast newspaper The Sunday Times deemed her bottom, quote, a wonder of nature, end quote, and The Sun sponsored a campaign to, quote, have Kylie Minogue's rear-end heritage listed, preserved for posteriority, on the grounds that it is an area of outstanding natural beauty, end quote. Readers were requested by the tabloid newspaper to persuade the government to make sure, quote, Minogue's bum remains in safe hands by turning it into a national institution, end quote. Rumors and speculations claiming Minogue had undergone plastic surgery to make her bottom look more appealing also began to arise during this time. In the same year, English broadcaster and journalist Johnny Vaughan commented, quote, if an alien landed on Earth, he would think Kylie's ass is the world's leader, end quote. Minogue's stylist and close friend William Baker explained his decision to showcase her bottom in the video, saying, quote, Kylie's bottom is like a peach. Sex sells, and her best asset is her bum, end quote. The singer's response to the attention regarding her bottom was dry, claiming, you never know what the future holds. It could become a pair. It was reported that Minogue had gotten her bottom insured for $5 million. The hot pants were deemed iconic and were said to be the reason behind Spinning Around becoming a musical and visual anthem in 2000. British artist and photographer Katerina Jebb came across the hot pants in a flea market where she purchased them for 50 pence. She gave them to Minogue, who wore them in a photo shoot for her website and then to a fancy dress party. One night before the shoot for the video, a last-minute search through Minogue's wardrobe was conducted to find a suitable outfit, and the gold hot pants were singled out. The media attention the clothing piece would garner had not been expected by Minogue, who said, quote, I never imagined what impact a 50p pair of hot pants would have, end quote. She also said that the revealing nature of the hot pants made her feel insecure during the shooting, saying, quote, I actually wasn't confident in them. That's the crazy thing. I remember feeling quite self-conscious and kept wrapping a robe around me on the set and would discard it right before the take, end quote. The garment is often referred to as those hot pants and have become a symbol for the singer's vitality and youthfulness. Considered to be one of her trademark looks, the attire she wore in the music video was put on display at Kylie, the exhibition, an exhibition that featured costumes and memorabilia collected over Kylie's career, held at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, England, and at Kylie, an exhibition, a similar exhibition held at the Powerhouse Museum in Sydney, Australia. It was also included in Minogue's official fashion photography book, Kylie Fashion, which was released on 19 November 2012 by Timms & Hudson to celebrate Minogue's completion of 25 years in music. In February 2014, Minogue donated the hot pants to the Performing Arts Collection Museum at the Arts Centre in her hometown of Melbourne. Section 6. Live Performances. On 30 June 2000, Minogue performed Spinning Around on British music chart television programme Top of the Pops. She performed the song for the second time on the programme on 7 July. On 2 August 2001, Minogue performed Spinning Around at the BBC Radio 1 One Big Sunday show held at Leicester in the United Kingdom, along with Can't Get You Out of My Head. For the performance, she wore a black trilby hat, sleeveless t-shirt with a picture of Marilyn Monroe printed on it, knee-length black boots, and trousers with open zips placed on both of the thighs. Spinning Around was included on the On Your Bike act of Minogue's one-off concert show Money Can't Buy, which was held on 15 November 2003. On 4 July 2012, she sang Spinning Around at the Diamond Jubilee concert in front of Buckingham Palace, held in honor of Elizabeth II. Minogue's wardrobe consisted of a pearl-studded black jacket and hat. Dance troupe Flawless, finalists of the British television talent show Britain's Got Talent, served as Minogue's backup dancers. To promote her 2012 album, The Abbey Road Sessions, Minogue headlined at Proms in the Park event in Hyde Park, London. Clad in a red satin gown, she sang an orchestral version of Spinning Around. This version of the song was exclusively performed at the event, as it was not included on the track list of the album. Since its release, Spinning Around has been included in the set list of every one of Minogue's concert tours. The only exception was the 2012 Anti-Tour. It was the final performance of the encore segment of the On a Night Like This tour, which was launched to promote Light Years in 2001. Minogue and her backup dancers dressed in mid-1980s inspired outfits while performing the song. The song was performed during the Droogie Nights act of the Kylie Fever 2002 tour. In 2005, she performed the song on her Showgirl, The Greatest Hits tour. This version of the song features the piano riff of Finally, a 1991 song by American recording artist Cece Peniston. Minogue was unable to complete the tour as she was diagnosed with early breast cancer and had to cancel the Australian leg of the tour. After undergoing treatment and recovery, she resumed the concert tour in the form of Showgirl, The Homecoming Tour, in 2007, and performed Spinning Around with combined elements of her previous singles, Shocked and What Do I Have to Do? The song was performed as part of the Beach Party act of the Kylie X 2008 tour, during which Minogue was dressed as a sequined sailor. A medley of Spinning Around, Shocked, What Do I Have to Do, and Step Back in Time was performed during the For You, For Me tour in 2009, Minogue's first North American tour. Dressed in a top hat and black crinoline, Minogue performed Spinning Around during her Aphrodite, Les Foulées tour in 2011. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.